Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What's going on?
Oh, I'm back on the road again.
Well, you're headed on the road again, but you're back right now. The show, I don't know if I've ever booked a show so packed like today.
Unreal. I don't even have the clock. I think I get a day off.
Well, it's no different than any other week.
We're coming to you live from the snake pit.
Unbelievably. So here's today's schedule, as long as everybody's on time.
Okay.
What's wrong with your headphone?
What do you mean?
So that's why you need to come early and test and check.
I'm here. I was early. We were here. I was worried about the snakes.
I think.
I can't hide from the snakes.
First of all, it wasn't a snake. I told you that.
But there's eggs. That's like scary.
It's a lizard.
That's the best security you could have. Like, forget a dog. People are desensitized to dogs.
All right. So scheduled for today, any second now, Andre Petrosky, last night's Ultimate Fighter winner. Eric Stovers, who is your CEO and founder of Bio Accelerator, which is a world-renowned stem cell situation.
Okay.
Matter of fact, DDP is there as we speak.
Oh, the actual cell?
He just got there the other day. Nice. The Iceman, scheduled at the bottom of the hour, who will be reffing the Aaron Carter.
The celebrity boxing.
I almost made a
Lamar Odom
stupid dig at it, but yeah.
Oh.
Legend. The word legend was used for Aaron Carter.
Well, put him in the Hall of Fame. He's pretty good.
depending on what Hall of Fame you're talking about, it's possible. Aaron Phillips, who was on the losing side of the Ultimate Fighter last night. Joey Beltran, because I called and said, hey, don't forget I'm calling you.
Yeah.
You know, it's not his fault. Everybody screens their calls.
Right, of course.
As do I. You're still really low. If I don't recognize the number, I don't answer.
Do you think it's a car warranty or a...
Or by answering the phone, it's $800 a minute that gets, you know, tacked to my cell phone.
Right.
So I get it, and I don't tend to call because I don't want to be a pain in the butt.
Right.
You know, you already said you'd come on. That's plenty for me. But I do have to call and remind and stuff. So my fault last week with Joey Beltran, who will be defending his title in Miami in a couple weeks.
Yeah, 26.
Best Harris ever.
Yeah, the big ticket.
Big ticket, Walt Harris coming on.
Awesome.
Then we're going to head over to England. Brendan Launane, who is at the top of the points right now at PFL.
Okay.
And I'm going to make sure I say this right.
Uh-oh.
Jarzinho Rozenstruik, who is your main event. Saturday night.
Wow.
All right. Let me,
it is a packed card.
Well, and again, like I tend to do, I, have that disease where I change phone numbers.
Okay. Right. Dyslexia.
Yeah. So let me send this to the station and see if it's the same number.
We're in the same order. Might be the same number, just in the wrong order.
I don't know why I do this all the time.
I do that a lot.
I do.
Yeah.
You know, so I joke that it's, you know, I have dyslexia, but I'm starting to think I really do.
Well, we know Dr. Davis, then we can have him check you out.
What the heck's he got to do with it?
Oh, he can make sure to check.
He's going to say numbers to me, and I'll say them backwards, and then he's going to like, yeah, you're dyslexic. So it was so important to stay on schedule, and if I sent the wrong number, I'm going to penalize myself.
It won't be the first time.
I'm hoping it's the last today. Because literally the list is a mile long.
Crazy.
Ultimate Fighter was fun last night. You know, it truly was. Some things that I really didn't realize, and I tried to take a couple notes. 11 world champs have come out of the Tough Series.
Wow.
Five Hall of Famers. your pound-for-pound champion right now with Usman. And I guess Dana has now said Usman will fight Colby Covington next.
Okay.
Even though
I got to run it back.
Kamaru said that didn't have any interest to him. So we'll have to see if, you know, if that's what happens.
Wow. I mean, do you want to see that fight again?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Huh. I would rather see that than some of the other names. Some of the other names on the list. Again, friends of mine, you know, all the great guys, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, you know, A, because Colby talks his way into fights.
Sure.
B, Colby's fights have been fairly good. So yeah, do you think somebody else deserves it?
No. I mean, I think
it's Colby's not even so much as who do you want to see fight.
Is like who deserves it.
Right.
Right.
Well, you know who does deserve to start the show off? Last night's winner on The Ultimate Fighter. A lot of fun to watch. I got really excited, and I'm going to tell you when I tell Andre when he comes on right now. Andre Petrosky. Andre, how are you?
How you doing?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. First and foremost, congratulations on what was not last night, but was what was shown last night.
Of course it was last night. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, too.
Oh, no, absolutely. And as I was watching, and I've been involved with every single Ultimate Fighter, I go all the way back to UFC 1, you said the first two words on the program last night, and I kind of got a little excited. Want to know why?
Tell me.
Well, I knew that you were from Philadelphia just by the words you said, just from the accent.
Well, thanks for having me.
So it was definitely pretty cool as a fellow Philadelphian. All right, so you get the call. You're going to be on The Ultimate Fighter. What goes through your mind? What preparation do you do as you get ready to head out to Las Vegas?
So I was actually, like, in the middle of Sean Brady's camp. He was getting ready to fight, what's the guy's name from Australia? Jake Matthews. So I had been training really hard with him for the past, like, 3 months. So I was ready. And, you know, so, like, when we went out there, I wanted an early fight because I was ready to go, and I thought that would be to my advantage. So, you know, when I got the call, I was excited. I don't know if that answers your question, but.
No, for sure. And you made comments, and all of the guys obviously have seen, you know, numerous Ultimate Fighters. Could you take anything from any previous seasons that could get you ready for what you were about to experience?
Yeah, I knew that staying healthy was, like, if not more than half the battle, was definitely half the battle. So my goal going out, you know, for the first fight was to take the least amount of damage as possible. You know, like, you could have an exciting first fight, and now Dana loves you, but if you're banged up for the semis, you know what I mean, it's kind of a shitty position to put yourself in.
First impression, you get off the van, you go into the house, you know, different guys did different things. And again, we don't really know exactly what happened. It's a reality TV show. Do you look for the room that you want to get into? Do you check out the house first? What was the first thing you did?
Oh, man. So, I think I'm allowed to talk about this, but basically the guy that ended up being my roommate, when we first, like, we were supposed to fight before, and it was, like, too close to the show, and we ended up not fighting. But when we first got to the house, when we first got to the quarantine, we, like, stared each other down for, like, a minute, and I was, like, I sensed hostility. And his room ended up being, like, one of the few open rooms available. So I went and took it, and we ended up becoming, like, good friends, but that was, like, a crazy situation there a little bit.
All right, so everybody's now in the house. You know, the teams haven't even been picked yet, but are you starting to talk to everybody? Are you trying to get to know everybody? Or are you kind of staying away? Because, again, ultimately, you may have to fight a quarter of these guys.
Yeah, so I honestly didn't really know many guys in the house. Like, we got, like, an hour or two between the time that they made the announcement of the cast and who had finally made it to the point where they took our phones. So we didn't get, like, that much time to do research. I kind of talked to my coaches for, like, an hour. I was like, yo, what do you think? Blah, blah, blah. But what was the question again? Sorry.
I got to be honest, I went blank about meeting the guys and talking to the guys. And how did you, you know, either determine that you wanted to talk to them before you knew that who was your teammates were going to be, or did you want to kind of just sit in the back and just kind of watch?
Yeah, I mean, somewhere in between. Like, I try to make friends with guys, but I don't try too hard. At the end of the day, like, I was stuck in the hotel the whole time with the one kid, Mitch, and he ended up being on the other team, and it was like we were like boys in the hotel, and then once we get to the house, it was like a totally different story.
So then they come in, they tell you, you know, you're going to do the workout, the eval, all that kind of stuff. What's going through your mind? I know it's easy to say, did you care who your coach was? And, you know, everybody's going to say it was probably the coach that they ended up with. But were there certain things that you wanted to do in that evaluation process?
So, obviously, I'm a huge fan of Ortega, first of all. But Volk's wrestling coach, Frank Hickman, was my teammate at Bloomsburg. So we wrestled together, and we were boys in college. So I just figured that I would end up on their team. Now, they picked Ryder first, which I doubt, you know, was his choice anyway. So it all worked out, but I figured that was going to be the way it went.
Being a T-City fan, do you have anything of his in your house?
Why do you ask?
Well, there is a reason. I always have a reason for asking things, because it just so happens that tomorrow MMA bobblehead Dave Manley is going to release his next bobblehead, but he's already made a bobblehead of Brian Ortega. So I was curious, because I can make a phone call and get you a Brian Ortega bobblehead.
I would love that. I would love that.
Okay. Do you have any other Brian Ortega stuff in the house?
I actually do. I have it. I have his massage gun that he may or may not want back. Sorry, Brian, if you want it back, call me.
Being from Philadelphia, are you a fan of other sports and other sporting teams up there in Philadelphia?
Of course. I mean, fighting first, we're a fighting city, but, you know, if we support all the teams. If the Phillies win the World Series, we go to the parade. I mean, it is what it is. I'm rooting for the Sixers. I don't follow basketball at all, but, you know, I'm a Philly fan.
I was stationed in Philadelphia a long time ago, and the Sixers win the championship, and I'm coaching a T-ball team, a little league team up in Northeast Philly as well. And these kids call me. They're 10, 11, 12 years old. They go, Coach, you want to go in the streets with us tonight? I go, what are you talking about? Yeah, we're going to burn cars tonight. We won the world championship. Yeah. I'm like, only in my city in Philadelphia. It's outstanding.
Especially
where our gym is
wild. Say that again? Especially where our gym is. It's wild. We're in Kensington.
Oh.
I know Kensington well. My uncle lived in Kensington. He ran the Lower Kensington Environmental Center Drug Center, which is, and we've talked about this before, Kensington is the heroin capital of the world.
Yes. Yes.
And also the home of my favorite celebrity, my favorite athlete of all time, and that would be Rocky Balboa.
Oh. Right.
I don't know if I was going to get digged or not. All right. So obviously we can't talk about anything after last night. So leading up to last night, was there anything that surprised you? Anything that kind of threw you for a loop your first X amount of days in the house?
I really like the coaches that Brian has, tremendous. And especially like Hunter, working with Hunter was awesome. It was just fucking cool, and, like, a lot of the guys in the house, like, I felt like had to cut weight or were doing other things, and they didn't have as much time to dedicate towards, like, technique. And so I was basically getting, like, one-on-one attention from these coaches for, like, you know, 6 weeks, which was, to me was, like, incredible.
Beautiful. Love it. Andre, we appreciate your time for coming on. We're going to send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong. We're going to send you a pair of earbuds from Jabra headgear, as well as I'm going to send you out a game-used Philly spring training jersey that I have here at the house.
He got hooked up.
I'm going to hook him. Hey, he's a fellow Philadelphian. Thanks, Andre. We appreciate it. Let's hit this break. When we come back, we're going to go straight into Eric and talk about some stem cell. I am a little interested in this because I may need it. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Cell. We'll be right back.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor. All of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Hello again. Hello. Hello again.
This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from the Snake Pit.
Is that what we're going to call the studio now?
We got to call it the Snake Pit.
The Snake Pit?
How can you have like a, what do they call a family of snakes?
I don't know. A family.
We got to find out.
Slitherers.
Whatever that name is, we got the Snake Pit. It's a great name.
I'm pretty sure that that's used somewhere.
Well, there was a Snake Pit in my hometown. And like what it was an old coal mine that they took all the minerals out of the ground, filled it with water. People used to go camping there. Snake came into an RV. They left the RV. Snakes overgrew it, and it just became known as the Snake Pit. And the RV became the home for all the snakes. Like, literally cottonmouths and, like I don't know if rattlesnakes were there then, but crazy. You could create something like that right here.
And then what? Do people, it would become an attraction?
Yeah,
a tourist attraction?
And then we get Jake the Snake Roberts.
Did you see that? Did you watch his episode?
No, uh-uh.
Which I didn't watch yet the Mick Foley one. And I understand it's probably very good. But Jake the Snake on the tease said he was petrified of snakes.
What? How do you have a mascot that carries a snake with you if you're afraid of them?
I don't know.
So they made him the snake? They gave him the character and said, here, you have to handle snakes?
Okay, here we go again. I'm either dyslexic.
Oh, no.
The guy isn't answering, or we dialed the wrong number, because I just got to put it. It says it's puzzling. He's sitting at his phone.
Wow.
So I don't know. I don't know.
Doing okay?
We may just end the show early. I may just throw this whole thing into the.
Good thing is you won't even remember ending it earlier.
I didn't even remember that it got started. Maybe we didn't start. Maybe this is just a dream.
That's what it is.
And we'll start in 46 minutes.
In your dream.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Welcome to the show.
How terrifying is that for you if I'm in your dream?
That would be terrifying.
And I'm right here in living color.
The only problem is I don't remember my dreams.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't have dreams of flying or just...
Okay, what part of I don't remember my dreams?
None, ever?
No.
It's probably because you sleep in a recliner.
What does that have to do with it? You're still sleeping.
Yeah, but you're not getting like a deep sleep. You probably have to get to like a deep sleep. Right? I mean, I would assume.
I would assume that I am in a deep sleep.
Maybe you need some little brain cells when we talk to the next guest.
Oh, I definitely need brain cells.
I know.
I could use stem cells, but I could definitely use some brain cells as well. All right, let's go to the phone lines and welcome Eric Stofers to the show, the CEO and founder of BioAccelerator. Eric, how are you?
Fantastic, guys. Thank you.
We appreciate your time, and I was a little late. My dyslexia kicked in probably the wrong numbers there. Let's first and foremost, let's talk about, you know, what stem cell therapy is.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so stem cell therapy is essentially one of the highest level science applications in the world right now. But what it does is promote healing, and it does that by improving your own body's ability. So it essentially amplifies your body's natural ability to fight disease, and it improves your immunity, and it helps you heal more quickly. So we essentially supercharge your system.
All right. So I think you saw I've put some posts out. You know, I've talked to Chris about it. I've had some friends go down to your facility. As a matter of fact, I have a good friend. He's there right this second in Diamond Dallas Page. Matt Hughes swears by it. He swears that you saved and your company saved his life after the tragic accident. Talk to me about that, not just necessarily about Matt and his situation, but how it can help, you know, people in that situation.
Perfect, yeah. So if we're looking at just, you know, Matt's condition, which was a very severe trauma, as you mentioned, and we see this a lot in our high-impact athletes. I think, you know, you're mentioning some of your friends. I think we have some of our other patients coming on your show soon here. Chuck Liddell and his family are patrons of ours on a regular basis. But the point I'm making is that we see this in our high-impact athletes, whether it's NFL, UFC, or we even see this a lot in veterans of the military. And what we see is multiple concussions, traumatic brain injury, some, you know, more severe than others, and they mimic PTSD-type symptoms. But so for guys like Matt and some of these other high-impact athletes, we have a proprietary protocol, and as far as I know, we're one of the only stem cell practitioners companies doing this, is intrathecal injections of stem cell, mesenchymal stem cells, to specifically treat neurological conditions.
Okay. How is this done, and where is it done? And the reason I'm asking, and you know, I mentioned it to Chris, that you know, I was a we'd like to call myself a rocket scientist. I emptied my hot tub. I then filled my hot tub. I then moved my hot tub. So I have two bulging discs in my neck. I haven't felt my pinky in 4.5 years. So, A, would stem cell help that? And B, where would that go? Do you go in the neck? Do you go near the neck? Do you do the where?
Yeah, so there's a couple of questions there. One, our treatment facility, to get the highest level science right now, you have to travel offshore. So even though we're a U.S.-based company out of Arizona, the FDA, which, by the way, is a fantastic organization that's here to protect us as Americans, and they do a great job, but they have some regulations that have just not caught up with the science just yet. So you do have to go offshore for the highest level science. Which is companies like ours. For us, it would be Medellin, Colombia. But to answer your specific question about the bulging disc, first off, I'm not a doctor. I'm on the business side. I'm the CEO and founder. But with your specific case, you sound just like one of our a really good candidate for one of our therapies. We have a lot of professional athletes and, you know, people that are, you know, active and having these type of injuries. So our clinic is, again, one of the only in the world that are doing a little bit more invasive techniques into spine and disc. So, yes, we would actually do interdiscal, interfacet injections to help combat the degeneration or the bulging disc.
Interesting. Talk to us for a second about the process that you took and your team took to go from an idea to what you now have.
Well, for me, there was kind of a light bulb moment. You know, like I mentioned, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, and so, you know, in my business endeavors, I wouldn't have really ever had the opportunity to do something, you know, really great for humanity. I was in real estate. I was doing pretty well in real estate, but it wasn't doing anything other than, you know, making some nice returns for our investors. And so the light bulb and the aha moment for me was hearing some testimonials of real patients that, you know, were pleading to the FDA to make this therapy legal in the United States because it had either saved their lives or their family's lives. And it really sparked an interest with me in, you know, meeting other entrepreneurs to and other like-minded people to really get behind the movement and help push the industry forward past its infancy. And we're still very early stage, but for me, it was, you know, selfishly wanting to leave a legacy for, you know, my daughter and my family. And, and also seeing the opportunity as a businessman that this was a very early stage industry that had a lot of potential to grow and help a lot of people.
Obviously, you don't have a crystal ball, but how long do you think it'll take before it will be approved and you can do it, you know, here in the States?
You know, I had people ask me this question 5 years ago, and I put a five-year marker on it. So I was clearly wrong there. I wish I had a crystal ball. But I'll tell you what we're seeing is that the FDA, they're actually becoming a little bit more strict, and we think, those of us that are great practitioners, think that that's a good thing in the sense that they're, you know, what we think is they're kind of clearing out the field of the bad actors. And once they do that, then, you know, good companies like ours are going to be able to move on shore. But I would still put, at this point, a five-year time horizon before, you know, the highest level science is able to be used here in the United States.
How can people get more information?
Well, our company is BioAccelerator, and it's bioaccelerator.com. We have basically a presence on all social media, so Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We have great testimonials on our YouTube channel. And so that's where I would implore you guys to go visit, bioaccelerator.com.
Awesome. And we're going to talk to Chuck about it here in a couple minutes. We'll talk to Paige about it when he gets back after going through the facility. And hopefully we can get you back on in the very near future and from now on. Eric, thank you very much for your time, and hope we can talk to you again real soon.
Perfect. Thanks. Appreciate it.
And Eric Stofers, he is the CEO and founder of BioAccelerator. And I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
You know, anything that can help, my finger.
Well, I mean, we saw that video of Matt Hughes. I mean, he couldn't walk down the stairs or up the stairs without
handrail. I still tear up when I hear Matt talk, I see Matt walk.
But now he claims that because of stem cells, he's able to walk without holding on to the railing to go up and down the stairs.
All right, let's hit a break. When we come back, we'll head out west after I fix your headphones, and we'll talk to Chuck Liddell. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim Palmer, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. Put this radio show together today is a knuckle.
Amateur.
Yeah, definitely. And that would be me. I've loaded this all the way down. You know, one of the words that I hate in the English language is legend.
Yes.
Everybody's a legend. Aaron Carter. Well, Nick Carter is a legend. But our next guest is a legend who will be involved with Aaron Carter.
Oh.
And that's Chuck Liddell. Chuck, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. So I'm looking through stuff on Facebook, and next thing I see, you're now going to ref this boxing event in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah. Should be interesting.
How did that whole thing go down? Did Damon reach out to you? Or
Damon reached out to my wife. I mean, he knows her from back in the day, and reached out to her and asked my referee. I thought about it. I'm like, sure, why not? I used to do this. We used to have charity fights for, like, the Special Olympics that was right down the hall from my gym back in the day. We used to have guys that, you know, they had a beef or whatever, just put on big gloves and headgear, and we'd sell tickets to come watch it and give those guys the money, and it was a lot of fun. I always had a good time reffing those.
Before we get into talking more about that, how are you? How have you been? How's the family?
Oh, we're great. Everyone's doing good. We've been just got off the road. We're in Texas for about 3 weeks. That was a lot of fun. We went to the Canelo fight, then we went up to the UFC, went shot some stuff down at Black Rifle Coffee Company, guys, those guys, and had a lot of fun, been cruising around.
Last time we talked, which was only a couple weeks ago, you were in Atlanta at the Paul fight. How did that whole thing get down? You know, go down, and then next thing I know, I see you're being interviewed about possibly fighting the brother.
Oh, that was funny. I was down there for a buddy of mine asked me to come out there for it. We went out and watched it. It was fun. It was interesting. It was fun. It was a show. Like, here's the thing. A lot of people complain about that show, but like when you bought it, did you really think you were getting high end fights? So there was a couple good boxing fights on there, but was that what you were buying it for? Were you buying it to get like real high fights? If you want real, you know, real fights and real fighters, real stuff, you know, buy a UFC, buy buy the Canelo fight, buy some real fights. Although the Canelo fight, there was anything else. I think the closest odds on the main card was 4-1.
Well, the problem though, Chuck, is if people just watch the UFCs or Canelo or Mayweather or whatever, typically, you know, then they can't bitch. But all these people on computers and laptops and, you know, that don't say things to people's faces, what are they going to bitch about?
Yeah, and it was just one of those things. Like a lot of the people from Triller were saying people were complaining about this or that from the show. I was like, hey, that's what you wanted. You bought a thing that's going to have music acts on it. It's going to have Snoop's the main commentator. I mean, that you're going to get what you get. You know, that's what you bought. You want to see it. Don't complain about the product. It was a good night as far as that kind of stuff. If that's what you want and that kind of entertainment, which is different than real fighting, then it was fun. You know, I mean, people say it was a fix. I mean, there was no fix. I mean, you know, he picked a wrestler that didn't know how to strike, and he knocked him out. I mean, I was there on ringside. He was out. I mean, he got knocked out. I mean, it had happened. You know, it wasn't that bad a stoppage. I'm one of those guys that like it to go a little longer, but he would have gotten, it would have just been another couple punches.
Sure, and then it would end. And I know, Matt, you got a question, but first, probably my most important question of that night, the food that we had in the media area was pretty good. How was it up there on the next level up where you were hanging out at?
Oh, it was just awesome. I had great food and had a very, very entertaining night. It was entertaining.
Chuck, which was more disappointing, the how long the main event went or the first opening fight of the night between the pro boxer versus the guy who was in a bar fight with them over a chick?
Oh, yeah. That was, I mean, I was looking at the way that guy was punching. I'm like, how did they even let him out there? Like, I mean, you should have had to hit a bag before you go out there to fight, right? Like,
exactly. I mean, but you're right. It was fun.
He never hit a bag. Like, he never thrown a punch in his life.
So that's who your opponent can be, Matt. You said you want to fight somebody. That's your job.
I want to fight a loser. I want to fight a winner.
Let me ask you this. Now, in a couple of weeks, I think it's up in New Jersey, you're going to referee the Aaron Carter. What do you need to do? Do you need to do anything, or are you just going to stand there to make sure that everything goes?
I'm just going to try to keep the action going, keep moving. You know, a lot of times with guys like that, you wind up, they just get real tired. So you got to keep moving, keep them from laying on each other. But I think that's my biggest job, is to keep it entertaining. But, you know, I talk to both guys. I mean, it seems like, you know, I don't know, man. I mean, when I first said it, I was like, the size difference, they're just alone. And, you know, but I mean, Aaron's like taking it serious. I know he's taking it serious. And like, I think, even though he says he's not overlooking him, I think he thinks it's going to be a walkthrough. So I don't know. If he's not training, maybe he's not doing it. Maybe because, I mean, he's thinking about moving around, and, you know, getting him tired. And then, you know, you never know, man. Fatigue is a killer, you know. So maybe if you can get him tired, maybe running around the ring, not at the head of him. I don't know. It just seems so like such a, like David and Goliath. Size-wise,
but that's what's intriguing, and that's why people will tune in. I remember many years ago, you know, we can even go all the way back to UFC 37 and a half and asking you questions, and we were talking about where can MMA go? Can MMA move up and get big and get bigger? Did you ever think that it would get to the level that it's at now?
You know, I always thought it would get there. I just thought it would take a little longer. I mean, the explosion after the Ultimate Fighter was, but, you know, man, I thought it'd be a lot more time to get there, but we just exploded, right? Ultimate Fighter, I mean, it was, like Dana said, it was this Trojan horse to get a free fight on TV. And then to have that free fight actually be the Bonner-Griffin fight, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better fight.
I know Dana always talked about how people would, like in the middle of the fight, call their friends, hey, you need to throw this TV show on. You need to check this out real quick. What was it like back then, you know, coaching that and as you're watching this thing kind of fall together and then, of course, that fight?
Well, for back then, I mean, we filmed that a couple months before it started airing. Right. So that was it. I only had one live season, I think. Which actually is probably the only season of the Ultimate Fighter that I watched. I actually watched that whole season because I had a live fight that night. Even though it wasn't like the level I'm used to watching, it was the guys, up and coming guys. But it was a couple of real fights on that night. So it was worth watching, sitting watching the thing and watching. For me, having that live fight was enough to make it interesting. It's hard for me knowing because I know now, like if it's going through seasons or whatever. I know ahead of time who's won, and if I want to, you know, I already know who won. So watching it that night, it's not really a live fight. So anyway, we had already filmed it, so we didn't know anything was going to, how big it was going to be, if it was going to blow up or what it was. We were just playing. We were having fun, keep coaching, just training guys, and getting out there and, you know, having all these. Remember the first season, we had the contest too. It was right. Cool. We were just out there having fun coaching. I had a blast with our guys.
I remember being at MGM up the escalator, and a bunch of the fighters and camps were up there. And one guy made a comment about one of the fighters. I don't remember which one. And he said, I'll bet you that he does X. And I won't say what fighter. I'll text you who it is, but I won't say it on the air. And this other fighter goes, I'll take that bet, because he knew. He knew what happened. But, you know, a lot of people didn't know that. So it was kind of funny. We just had Eric Stovers on. From Bio Accelerator, and I understand, and he mentioned that you and the family have been down there. What has that done for you?
Oh, Yeah, the biggest thing it did for me is I had a biggest issue I went down for was my shoulders. That's why I was suggested to go down there from my shoulder doctor. Said, your shoulders are like you played in the NFL for 15 years. But, you know, there's nothing. I don't want to do surgery unless I have to. And he suggested doing stem cells. He suggested someone in the States. And then my wife did her research and then she found BioAccelerator. And they had us come down there. And honestly, I'm telling you, I could barely put my jacket on. I need help get my jacket off. I couldn't put my bag up above my from in the over thing on the airplane. I couldn't put my bag up on the airplane. And now I'm working out again, punching again, moving my shoulders. I can go. I mean, you can see me. I'm waving my arm like a monkey right now, but we're on the phone. But no, but I can actually lift my shoulders up. I put my jacket. It did wonders for my shoulders.
How many treatments did you need to do, or was it instant?
I went down one the first time. I've been twice now, but the first time I went down was just that one treatment. I don't know. About 6 weeks afterwards, I thought it's okay. Not much. But 8 weeks, I'm like, hey, wait a minute, this works. Everything's working normal now. So, I mean, for me, at least for that injury, that one, it worked. I also did my knee and my neck, but both of those were just worn, like worn to the bone. They're just worn out.
Right.
And they even told me, and I don't know if that'll help that. But you know, I had to have surgery on both those, but my shoulders are amazing now. And the side effect of it, I think, too, like everyone's, I meant, did you do something to your face? You look younger. I'm like, I stem cells? I got IV stem cells. I don't know. That might have helped out. But I guess it does help you with looking younger, I guess.
Interesting. Well, before I let you go, I want to ask you one more thing. I hate the word anniversary because I typically think of anniversary as a good thing. But as you know, just a couple of days ago was the date of the passing of Ryan Bennett. Throw me a story from back in the day. I know how tight you guys were and how he would always come and film you down there at the gym and stuff. Throw me something that people might not have either heard or remembered.
Oh, man, I remember the first time he came into the gym to do that, and he wanted me to put him through a workout, a little conditioning workout, you know, to show how tough it was on camera. And so I put him through this, I was putting him through, like, a little bit, like, 30 seconds. And, like, it's something we normally do, like, 3 minutes, 3 minutes, 3 minutes. I was doing 30 seconds, 30 seconds, 30 seconds, and have him go through. And he, like, I'll be right back. I got to. Thing on the phone, right? I walk out. Like, he hasn't come back a little bit. I look outside, and he's puking in the trash can outside. I'm like, "You doing all right, man? Yeah, all right, come on. All right, I'll take it easier on it. Come on back in." It was. AC's a good guy, though. I mean, we had a good time.
Ryan Bennett was one of the best, without a doubt. Chuck, thank you very much for your time. I know that we got your address. We're going to send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as some Jabra earbuds for you and the family. Yeah. So
one more thing about the BioAccelerator guys in Columbia. That place, they treated very well. It was a great trip. I took my whole family. We had a great trip down there. It's a great place to go, and you don't even have to leave where the mall, where the hotel is connected to the mall. Because people get worried about going around. But I had a blast in Columbia. We had a good time. The whole family went to tall sites, and we made a whole trip out of it. So it was a good day, and they treat you really well down there.
I'm thinking about making the trip. I'll let you know when and if. So I appreciate it. Let's talk again real soon.
All right, brother. Have a good one.
Take care. That is the legend, Chuck Liddell. And, you know, I remember back in the day, and I would ask Chuck and Randy and, you know, even Matt and BJ, and nobody could have, you know, thought that this is what and where it would and, you know, just everything about it. I love it, but I also like the way it was before as well.
I'm just glad Chuck's the ref in the celebrity boxing, so there's at least one celebrity inside the ring that night.
All right, let's go ahead and break. When we come back, we'll talk to the other participant from last night's Ultimate Fighter, and that'll be Aaron Phillips from Alaska. We'll talk some salmon when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
We're back. This is Knockout Radio, and we're going to get to the bottom of who the best Harris ever is. Come out of the break. That's Franco Harris. He's a contender.
Yeah, he's a contender.
Pretty decent guy. Didn't he have a great catch one time?
A ricochet. It was a ricochet.
So they call it an immaculate conception. Or,
yeah. Or reception.
Other Harrises?
God, I'm blown.
Walt Harris is coming up soon?
I swear, I need to get with Dr. Davidson.
Really?
Yeah. I guess.
He's going to tell you what you already know.
Well, yeah. That's true.
We'd call him, but you get the numbers wrong.
I must have wrote down every number wrong. I'm pretty proud of that.
Weren't you like a logistic guy in the military?
Yeah, I was in charge of...
finding the food hall? Laying out the buffet? What did you do on the military?
I can't tell you.
You have to kill me?
I would have to.
Yeah. Sometimes it's worth it. No, but... you okay? You need a minute?
No,
I'm worried about you, buddy.
Yeah, it's wow.
What's going on?
I don't know. It's my mind is a terrible thing.
We know. What has been going on? I'm sure your wife would confirm this.
It's a terrible thing. Wow. I don't know.
Well, it looks like Tampa Bay is doing well in the all sports. They're a global pandemic for us to actually win and take sports series, apparently. You're following the Lightning?
I watched a little bit of it. Yeah.
Hurricane season is only 3 games long.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that going around the
You know what's web. Crazy is, and Sean brought this up, so you have the Carolina Panthers.
Yes.
And the Florida Panthers.
Yes.
You have the Carolina Hurricanes and the Miami Hurricanes.
Correct.
Just kind of a weird, it is what it is.
They had same nicknames, sharing the same names. But nothing sharing the Washington Football Club. There's only one of those. And you know who's going to buy it? Jay-Z. Jay-Z wants to buy the Washington Football Club.
Okay.
Do you think,
I don't care.
No, why?
Why would I care?
I mean, it does good for the sport. I mean, bring entertainers into it, to bring more eyes on it, to make it more event-driven, like Triller. I mean, look, Triller was a concert.
Why, is Jay-Z going to perform at halftime?
He could, and Beyonce would open for him.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, so maybe Jay would open for Beyonce?
Yeah, and even if, and I couldn't tell you one song that either one of them have sang.
Okay.
And even if I could, even if Jay-Z was Elton John, and Beyonce was...
Celine Dion?
Well, no, because that's still compatible. I'm trying to be not compatible.
Oh.
I mean, Celine Dion and Elton John, I'm going to say, are pretty equal. I'm saying if Jay-Z was Elton John, and Beyonce was from the Musketeers or the Mouse Club or the person that sings Barney.
Like the Paul Brothers? Like, aren't they from the Mickey Mouse Club?
I didn't know they sang.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm just saying their singing could be 100 to 2, and Jay-Z would open for Beyonce.
Always.
Happy wife, happy life.
Apparently, they could drive there to the new stadium in their new Bentley that they just bought. $28 million Bentley.
I believe the line somebody once told me was, because I can.
I know who was infamous, you know, for that word.
Here's the thing. You have to learn how to not let things out of the bag. You can throw little hints, little softballs, little underhand stuff, but you never throw who she is under the bus.
What do you mean?
Exactly. So I'm going to assume you did not watch The Ultimate Fighter last night.
The Ultimate Fighter I did not watch last night.
It was interesting.
I wanted to ask Andre, we ran out of time, but I wanted to ask him, you know, back in the day, The Ultimate Fighter was kind of like, it was a weird show. Like, you know, it was in this private gym, and it was kind of like a sparring session. There was no fans there.
It's the same thing.
There's no announcers there. And it was kind of odd because the It was odd.
No, there was an announcer. I'm thinking that announced the fighters and stuff.
Well, I mean, yeah, but it wasn't, you know, Bruce Buffer, and it wasn't in a stadium, and it wasn't this grand event that you had to build up for months and months and months to get to, and pay per view, and all the friends and family gathered together around TVs and at local bars. You know, it was a training facility of up and coming stars who wanted to become fighters, right? But because of the pandemic, the whole year was done in the same format at the Apex Center. So I was going to ask Andre, like, if it brought more credibility to the Tough Series, if it made it more legit, if it made it more like professional fighting instead of guys who are just hopefuls and want to make it to the end.
All right. So the guy who fought Andre last night learned on YouTube.
What's that? Like,
legit.
Okay.
He watched YouTube videos to become a fighter.
Awesome. I mean, Rob Font was a pizza delivery guy and became a winner over Cody Garbrandt.
I did want to tell you one thing, as much as I don't like throwing you any bones at all.
Oh.
But Brian Ortega did make the comment, as you know, he's taking this coaching thing really serious, or at least it appeared to be. And again, we know that how you can show and clip and this kind of stuff. He goes, coaching is kind of like delivering a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You could give him the whole pizza up front, or you give him a little slice at a time.
Right.
Found that interesting.
I'm going to steal that line from Brian Ortega.
And Andre did make the comment on the show that he had like a private training session with Brian Ortega, because he was the first fighter.
Sure.
I've told this story before. We were in Las Vegas. Chuck is texting me.
So, oh, nice.
You know, I'm stopping all thoughts. You
yeah.
Know.
Yeah. Save those thoughts. We don't have a lot left.
Yeah. This participation show is just, you know, killing me. So we get set a phone call, email, text message, whatever, from the UFC that Wanderlei Silva is going to do a media session, meaning a training session, not a press thing, you know, not a press conference, but more, you know, come in shorts, this, that, the
participation,
other.
Like you get to be a part of it.
So there was probably, and I don't want to exaggerate, 40 or 50 media people there.
Okay.
You know, all in shorts and t-shirts, and, you know, Wanderlei's walking around, and all these other trainers are walking around. So what did this guy do? Who looks real dumb, but he's not and has two thumbs?
Oh, Randy Harris.
This guy.
Yeah.
So, Wanderlei Silva walks over to show me something, and I don't remember what it was. Now, part of this was planned, and part of it I don't remember, just like I can't send phone numbers properly, which I'm going to have to do at the top of the hour.
Right.
So, Wanderlei shows me something, and I try to do it, and I do it wrong. So, Wanderlei gets down, and he shows me again. I tried to do it. I screwed it up. Wanderlei literally stayed there with me for 20 minutes.
So you got it right.
I'm not sure I ever got it right, okay. But he stayed. But, you know, I remember being in London, and Jeremy Horn showed me the triangle. And so I get down, I do the triangle, everything is cool. Jeremy Horn gets up, starts to walk away. I'm like, dude, I already forgot how to do it. And it's not like I wasn't playing a game. I literally that quickly forgot how to do it.
So what year was this?
It was UFC 40 something.
Oh, so you've had memory issues for years now.
Since day one. But I never forgot the combination to the top secret stuff that was on our ship.
Right, that's true. That's good because those are nuclear codes, I think, right?
I can neither confirm nor deny the use of nuclear weapons aboard the USS Barry.
But speaking of media days and media scrums, did you see the tennis star Naomi Osaka, the number two ranked player from Japan in the world? She backed out of the press conference. The pressure that the media puts on her, and so now she's getting a lot of support from people outside about mental illness.
Except for the CEO of the tournament, who first put out a press conference or something about a press release about it, and then said, "I'm not taking any questions." This is Knockout.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tony Hawk, and you're talking sports with Randy.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.